Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You had to get Matt Grizzlick in that lineup for what? So that he couldn't box out John Tavares?
Mm-hmm.
You had to get Brazo in there so badly that he got a total of 10 minutes of ice time. And to the core of that team, go to see Dr. Phil, because you guys have an issue with closing out games at home. And if Austin Matthews had played that game last night, you would have lost 5-1.
Get her on a podcast. We need her on a hockey podcast immediately on this radio station, Curtis.
Done.
There aren't enough podcasts.
You know what I thought of today? We need more of those.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what I love about podcasts is how they go on and on and on and on, and how the hosts talk about how great and freeing it is to go on and 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 on, and how there's no urgency whatsoever. And they always begin by saying, you know, I really like what you're doing with your thing. Like, it just feels like you've had this renaissance. You've been liberated.
Tomorrow,
we should do a podcast about podcasts.
We will have... I have the opportunity to watch the game with you tomorrow night.
Yep.
At Ocean Mist, the pregame for Roadshow number 2. So we are heading to Rhode Island, third year in a row, to hang out with you guys. Tomorrow night, Ocean Mist, around 7:30. Game starts at 8. We'll be at Matunic before that, Matunic Oyster Bar. If you want to come by and say hi there, a lot of you did that last year. That's great as well. Mm-hmm. And then Friday morning, Whalers Brewing Company, Roadshow number 2, and Whalers has kindly offered to donate all the proceeds from the tap on Friday, the taps, to the Greg Hill Foundation, which is great. They're ready to go. I talked earlier about the fact that you can bring your dog on Friday. Are you going to bring Pudge?
No, Pudge has got a party on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. What about Harry?
I don't think Harry and Santo are coming to this one.
No.
See, I like Pudge.
I asked.
I guess it'll only be Bullet.
Yeah.
Bullet better be like Pudge.
What do you mean?
Pudge is the most well-trained dog ever.
Amen.
Like, seriously.
Bullet is very well-trained.
Well, we'll find out.
Bullet probably has yet to be exposed probably to 100 people at once.
Oh, well,
so
then
maybe,
he ain't well-trained.
He is. There he is. Look at him. Look at that little precious little thing right there.
Okay.
Isn't he so cute?
He is so
cute. Not little.
He looks like a sphinx.
Yes. He's a big dog.
Yeah. So Bully will be there with us.
All right.
The Bean, as I call him.
The Bean.
Here is Jerry from Framingham. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning again, everyone.
What's up, Jerry?
Gregory, two things. Well, two things. As a short king, I wouldn't even call myself a king, but as a shorter guy, I got to clap back a little bit, but and then get to the reason why the Bruins lost last night. Quickly on the short thing. You know, it's only unfortunate that us short guys can't spend an hour a day in front of a mirror putting body filler in to take out the dents, spraying lacquer and painting over the scratches, putting implants where there are no curves to make ourselves, you know, more attractive to the other sex.
Nah.
What I lack in height, I try to make up in character and personality.
Mm.
So, you know.
Wow.
If you don't see it and you don't like it, then you keep walking.
Now, Jerry, I'm sure you do. I would guess you do fine. I'm not worried about you.
I've been married for 40 years.
Mm. Wow. Good
and you
job.
Also said you're very modest.
Good job, Jerry.
Yeah, right.
Great
Ask
job.
Ask me, I'll tell you.
Jerry, Courtney said stand up.
No. I think that Jerry sounds very handsome and has a great personality.
Courtney, let me get a box to stand on. Hey, so how about this for a theory? The Bruins lost last night because Jeremy Swayman was in net, and he stood on his head. He was the reason we were in that game the entire game. But because he was in the net, they had a false sense of security. They backed off the throttle. They didn't play with the intensity they needed to because they knew they had someone covering their backside that they could depend on. And that's what killed him.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I wouldn't. It's not a common argument that you have a hot goaltender
right.
and it's the wrong goaltender to start. But I don't know. There's been a lot of excuses offered this morning. Right off the bat at 6:30, we heard about how bad the ice is at the Boston Garden.
And the fans.
And how the fans were the reason they lost last night, which is... Yeah, I mean, leading into the series, all Toronto could talk about was how tough it is. They had like 10 former Leafs talking about how tough it is to play at the Boston Garden, how loud the Bruins fans are. So I'm not accepting that as an excuse.
There's nobody more diehard than Bruins fans. And if you've ever been to a Bruins playoff game, especially the last 5 to 10 years, it is spectacular. There is tension. There is energy. There is incredible support. Bruins fans spend an arm and a leg to go to those games, and it is unlike any other event in Boston.
I will say, elderly, lifelong Bruins fan Johnny Monkey Egan is always complaining about the ice because there's some sort of a chemical that is used in virtually every other arena in the United States of America except for, you guessed it, here in Boston, Massachusetts,
really?
Because you can't bring it in. I think it's because of the ships and the proximity to the, you know how there's a concern about the big tankers coming into the harbor in Boston?
Right.
And
acid so rain.
There's this argument that there's some chemical, Shime, you probably know what the formula of it is, but there's some sort of a chemical that you can't bring in here, and so people complain about the ice constantly.
PK was complaining about it during intermission. He said just watching it, it looked like the ice was terrible.
Oh, did he?
Okay,
yeah.
But both teams are playing on the same
ice. I agree.
Ice,
I'm just saying that he made note of it during both intermissions. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, as a Bear League hockey player, ice is key.
Right.
You know what I mean? It definitely is key. Who's the ice guy? I mean, I know there's goalie Bob.
Isn't that Grizzlick's dad? Isn't that his fault?
Oh, is he the ice guy?
He's on the pole gang. Yeah,
oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Greg, do they have that wonderful delicacy that we talked about months ago at the Garden now? Do they sell deep fried ice?
Good Probably point not. By Mark New York in the Twitch chat. Shime has been standing since Coco made her height comment.
Good point.
I stand every day.
Wow.
None of my business. It's none of my business.
I didn't notice
Good
that.
Point.
None of my business.
He's a short guy.
I've been intermittently stand
of
and sit
my
throughout
business.
The course of the show every single day.
If he sits down, he won't be able to reach the mic.
I know.
I guarantee you, as a reformed fat guy, which I admire.
Mm. Thank you.
If you were working in an office, you would be one of those standing desk dinks.
We have a colleague who's that.
Oh, we do?
I love standing desks.
Wow.
He would have one of those treadmills underneath the desk, the walking desks.
I like to stand, though. I would love to stand
more. I'm way more healthy because I stand at my desk.
I wish I could stand.
Here.
Yeah.
And
Shime, you look great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You do, Shime.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're getting close to your goal.
I know. Down another 2 pounds. We're moving and grooving, baby.
You look taller now that you're skinnier.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Shime.
I think there's a lift in my shoes, Wiggy.
Shime dropped a deuce the last week.
Are you coming? Are you making it to any road shows?
Yeah. So I've discussed this with the Bland manager. I'm pretty sure I should be attending. At minimum, I think Bernie's for sure. Bernie's for sure at the end of the road trip season, and I believe probably the Beachcomber as well.
Okay, good. We end. Do we end at Bernie's or do we end at the beach? I think we end at the Beachcomber, right?
No, I believe we end at Bernie's.
Yeah.
That show last year was
awesome.
And we ended last year at Bernie's, too.
Yeah. And so what's the date of Bernie's?
Got to get it up.
Probably, I want to say it's like June 14th or something.
And I have to say, big shout out to E from Brockton, who's a great guy. We met him at events, and he is spot on in the Twitch chat. He loves that Bland manager is officially a thing. And I have to say, it may be my best work.
It's pretty good.
June 21st is Bernie's.
Okay. Right. And the Beachcomber?
Beachcomber is June 14th, the week before.
Back
and I'm staying
bangers.
For the whole weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was some texter earlier who I can't respond to their number. I don't know why. Asking if there was a typo when it came to the Flying Bridge in Falmouth because it's a Thursday show, not a Friday. It is not a typo. It is on Thursday.
Yeah, it's because of Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, May 23rd.
So we were figuring that a lot of you take Friday off, so we're doing a rare Thursday road show at the Flying Bridge in Falmouth, and we'll be there for the pregame the night before on Wednesday night. So let's see. This is Polly from Dedham. I knew this was going to come up. Hello, Polly.
What's up, my friends?
What's up?
I told you, you needed Krejci to ride to the, talk him out of retirement around the trade deadline to ride to the rescue of his brethren, Pastrnak and Zacha, who were basically nearly invisible almost this entire series. They were awful last night. They did the right thing in goal, starting Swayman, because he had that extra day of rest. But now you go with Almak in the next game and back with Sway with game seven, if necessary. Now, you guys are going to the Ocean Mist, huh, tomorrow?
Yes.
I would love to be there. You know, that place is gorgeous. They get the waves from the ocean lapping up at the back deck.
Yeah.
I went down there once to see the Chris Robinson band.
Yeah.
And I had a mini clam bake dinner before the show, and at intermission I had scallops enchilada. And the food was the best part of the night because the band sure did suck.
Oh.
But I'll tell you, the Black Crows blew doors the other night at the music hall, okay, at Fenway.
Yeah, I love the Black Crows, Polly. Thank you.
Man, that guy can just go.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he just
good caller.
That's what he does.
Best venue in the city, though. I love the MGM the Fenway Music Hall?
Yeah. Yes,
love that place. Place is such.
You
a
think it's the best venue in the city?
Big Night Live is pretty good too, though. Man, Big Night Live is pretty good. But that like kind of wraparound level where you sit up top.
Yeah.
Is pretty good, but Big Night Live is pretty good too. I forgot about that place.
All right. Well, you can, if you'd like to join us for a road show during the third season of road shows presented by Miller Lite, it is Miller Time New England, then you can just go to our social media on Instagram. It's the Greg Hill Show, WEEI, and the schedule is there. So what are we on X? Are we same thing, Greg
the
Hill?
The Greg Hill Show. No WEEI. Okay, WEEI is for Instagram.
Okay. All right. And we would love to see you out and about, including Friday at Whalers. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins fall in overtime to the Maple Leafs 2-1. The sole goal for the Bees came from Trent Frederick in the first period. The game winner for Toronto came from Matthew Nyce. A slow start for the Bees, something that Jim Montgomery didn't mince words about after.
We weren't good enough. Just simple as that. You know, Toronto came out ready to play. They took it to us. We weren't ready to match their desperation.
Jeremy Swayman had 31 saves in the loss, his second most of the series. So game six will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. in Toronto. But the Celtics have game five tonight. Tip is at 7:30. The C's up 3-1 in the series, but a tough hit for the team as Kristaps Porzingis will be sidelined for the matchup tonight. Woj took to X to say Kristaps Porzingis is expected to miss a minimum of several games with the right soleus strain, sources tell ESPN.
Pretty good without him during the regular season.
Yeah, but
I think they were like 21-4 without him.
Well, it's easy to be 21-4 when you lost how many games total?
You could get
entire
to the
season. Like I'm worried about this.
You
this
can get to the
me.
NBA Finals because if you look at your road through the Eastern Conference, like the bigs that you're facing, Al should be able to do a good job on them. I told you, you're going to lose something from Porzingis on the offensive side of the court, but you should be able to get to the finals. It just you want him in the finals because you're either going to be facing Denver, and we know about the Joker, or Minnesota, who has Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert.
Speaking of bigs, Curtis, I think you're the best equipped to answer this question on the text line because you're in the room with him. Is Shime standing on his tippy toes?
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, I got a box under it.
Congratulations are in order for Brad Stevens, who was named NBA Executive of the Year, receiving 16 of the 30 first place votes and was on 25 of the 30 ballots. The Red Sox shut out the Giants 4-0 the final at Fenway. Cooper Criswell struck out 4 over 5 innings. Another one with the Giants tonight at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And now it's time to put some folks in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Who would like to start? Anyone?
I think it's pretty easy.
I have one.
Go ahead.
I have the idiot ref that tackled Marshawn last night.
Yeah.
You go to timeout, you dumbass.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. I would say that it's a combination for me and Montgomery and Marshawn for not having your team ready to go in an elimination game that you know is so important at home.
Okay. Sean, you got one?
Yeah, for me, it's Montgomery. It's like, what are we doing? Mixing around the lines like that last night? What the hell are you doing? Get in timeout.
Mine are the execs at CBS who kicked Boomer Esiason out of the NFL today because I think that is a dumb decision.
Okay, easy one. I do it all the time, but he really bothers me. LeBron James.
Uh-oh.
Season ends, and it's all excuses from him. Didn't used to be that way with Michael Jordan. Or Kobe. Kobe Bryant would call it like it is. And put it on the team when they were eliminated, not the refs and every other thing. So that's timeout for me is LeBron James.
And Who's in Timeout is brought to you by Timeout Market Boston, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeout Market is hosting two special events this weekend, a Kentucky Derby party this Saturday, and a Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting this Sunday. TimeoutMarket.com. And let love bloom in a 2024 Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And I'd like to put the allergy season in timeout because I have been knocked around by it. 47 degrees and cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high, 55.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so we have a very unique tier here. What is it?
It's the trees are going to be beer in Toronto because the leaves are falling, baby. Woo!
Here we go.
Now I'm free falling.
Well, I was told earlier to keep the faith when it comes to the Bruins.
Believe.
Believe?
You got Swayman.
Okay. Tomorrow night. Tonight, Celtics will see what they can do without Kristaps Porzingis.
Yep. Close out.
And you're not worried about that?
Nah.
Close out.
Double-digit wins.
Okay.
I mean, does this series even look like it's been close other than the game that they Miami won where they shot 53% from three-point line.
Lights out.
Yeah, and I mean, we know that that's not who they are. The rest of the games, they've been who they are, and the Celtics have dominated.
Am I the only one that thinks of Jerry Maguire when they hear that song?
Yeah.
Okay. Good scene. But I think the Celtics win tonight by 20 or more. They're just that much better. And that one loss was it turned out to be a good thing. They're not going to miss Porzingis until the conference finals. Have the odds shifted, Chime, since the injury?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'll double check.
Maybe not because, like Courtney said, it's only a few games. So if you're looking at Orlando and Cleveland next series, you should be able to beat that either one of those teams without Porzingis. And then you're going to probably face the Knicks or is it Indiana in that?
Probably be Indiana.
Indiana, well,
I don't know. The Bucks are coming back there.
Yeah, Celtics are still minus 200 favorites to win the East and plus 135 to win it all.
You know, the Bucks are without Dame Dollar and Giannis, so I know they won
Giannis
the other
has to be coming back at some point, though. He's been out for a long time.
If it's the same thing that Porzingis is dealing with, he will be back sooner than later.
They're facing elimination, isn't it? And the Pacers up 3-2 in that series?
3-2, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, if he ain't back the next game and they lose and they're saying Dame Lillard is a lot closer. But I just think that the Celtics, they really don't need Porzingis until the NBA Finals. You know, I think they win the East even without him.
What is good is that if you take into consideration the entire East, everybody's kind of in the same situation. Celtics seem like if they close it out tonight, they're going to have more rest than anybody else because everybody else is at a 3-2. But the other teams could be gassed on the East.
Yeah, and like I said, the Cleveland-Orlando series has kind of been back and forth, so hopefully that'll go seven.
Well, we will have the opportunity to watch the Bruins game with you tomorrow night at Ocean Mist, pregame for the road show, and hopefully Jim Montgomery doesn't – what's your expression when it comes to the church's money?
He doesn't F up the church's money?
Let's hope he doesn't F up the church's money this season.
Plus, there's no height restriction at Ocean's Mist. I believe all heights are welcome.
I tried to make a joke by repeating the way that Wiggy said it, and then I got criticized. No one criticized Wiggy. Everybody's like, Courtney, it's oceans. Oceans.
I thought you meant criticizing short men. I never criticized short men.
I said it because Wiggy said it.
No, Courtney hates short men.
I don't hate short men.
I got nothing wrong with short dudes.
I love you, Dad.
Short dudes.
My dad's like 5'6".
Now, when a road show is on the ocean, I assume it is automatic coastal grandma?
I don't know. I've been going back and forth on what I'm going to wear to Friday's show. I will be doing heels again. I've decided on the shoe situation.
Same. Shime's going to be wearing heels.
How long on average does it take you to pick your outfits, whether it's the road show or Bermuda or whatever? Do you?
I usually have it planned out like a week in advance. The annoying thing with Vermont was that I had my dress picked out and then it was cold, so I had to throw a sweater on top. Bermuda is a cluster F right now. I mean, I am trying to figure out my wardrobe for Bermuda and it's stressing me out.
So it's the colors, really. Because your style doesn't change.
It does change.
The coastal grandma is what you go with. And it's just different colors.
I might not do coastal grandma. Yeah.
All right. Well, you going to do coastal auntie?
Coastal godmom.
No, I have a two-piece set I might be bringing to Bermuda that shows a little underboob.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about bathing suit.
Nope, not talking about bathing suit.
Ew,
about
the old underboob.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right.
Might do that.
Orgway had one of those.
We got two shows in Bermuda next week.
Yes,
two
we do.
Two shows.
Yeah, I won't be wearing it for the street. How's the weather looking? For the looking? Parties at night.
Huh? How's the weather looking?
Gorgeous. Well, I mean, I just hope that Greg can make it because I haven't heard an update on a passport situation for you.
Oh, yeah, that thing is an absolute. I think it's fine, but talk about cluster Fs.
Right.
I lost the passport, so and then I found a company that can help you get the thing, and then you have to come up with all this documentation.
I hope you're not getting hoodwinked by an online scammer.
Yeah. Please don't.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, think
about
that.
Oh, Greg.
Don't get scammed.
Then I had to go to the post office yesterday to have my documents sealed. Do you know what that is? You have to go and give them all your documents, and then somebody at the post office has to seal it up.
Damn.
So then it can be sent to the company, and then they can go in and get you the two-day passport.
Mm. Hey, you like R. Kelly right now.
Do you have AAA?
Huh?
Do you have AAA?
No, I think I do. Yeah,
yeah. You could literally make an appointment that you go there and they take care of everything.
They do?
Yeah.
You got all your documents. Tell me that.
I didn't know. I thought this was like a goof. I didn't know that this was real.
No, I lost my passport.
Yeah, you just call AAA, you make an appointment, and boom.
Like AAA, the roadside service assistant?
Wow. They do license. I mean,
all kinds of travel stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have your passport? Great. Nope. Got to get y'all Kelly on.
I'm just praying for Ashley, because if you don't get that passport, her weekend's going to be just a disaster. Trying to figure that out.
I'm assuming I could buy one.
I don't think that's how it works.
Or something like that.
You want to just take Shimes and give it a whirl?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I think it should be fine.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know a guy? You don't know. I mean, I feel like we all know a guy that can at least.
It's too late.
At least gets you to the front of the line.
It's too late to know a guy. Like, I'm sure there's somebody who listens to the show. I wanted to do it the right way, which is, you know, you go to one of these companies and they charge you a fee on top of it, and the company seems reputable. They're located in Nigeria.
I really think there's a chance.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America.
I love these people in the Twitch chat. Like, somebody in the Twitch chat says, how do you lose your passport? That's a government document. Yeah, I lost it. I don't know how I did.
Yeah, they get misplaced.
You never lost anything in your life?
Oh, I lose everything.
You know what's a more of a frustrating thing is that they make it so difficult for you as an American to get a replacement passport.
Right.
They make it, you need this, you need that, you need this.
If you already have one, you should be in the system, so you should be able to just be like, hey, can you send me a new one?
Right.
And they just verify it to you and send you a new one.
Do you have your Social Security card? It's like, I haven't seen the
Social
Security
card. Make sure to print out the picture.
30 years.
When I got it for James, it was like a 7-hour ordeal. It's like, he's my son. What else do you need?
Terrible.
It's amazing.
Do you have your birth certificate? Right. No, I don't have a birth certificate. I was born in the 60s.
Right.
I don't think they had paper then.
I'm going to need that in triplicate.
They were still writing everything in cuneiform.
Okay.
Proof of residency.
What kind of flex was that?
It was one of the first languages flex in history.
What's it called?
Cuneiform?
All right.
It was used by the Phoenicians.
Everybody knows that, Wiggy.
Near the Mediterranean,
I know that one.
It's like hieroglyphics.
Right.
Sorry, I was trying to make like an abacus reference, but with written language, it didn't land clearly. My bad.
Oh, great. Get your passport.
The ancient Greeks perfected the art of communication in writing form.
Actually, they perfected the art of democracy, Greg.
Somewhere Greg just, I mean, yes. Ken just threw something.
Come on, Greg, get your passport, man.
This is BC Jim. Hello, Jim.
Greg, the monotone voice is killing me. I need to get you sight. Come on. Look at the half glass full mentality right now. Yeah. Celtics are going to win. The Bruins are going to win. The Red Sox are doing good.
Yeah.
The Patriots had a good draft. Come on.
All right.
I can't stand it.
I haven't lost complete faith. You had a chance to close that team out at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't show up until midway through the second period. So it alarms me.
But you have the best thing, and that's the goalie.
I understand that.
And isn't that the most important thing in hockey? They talk about it all the time. All the professionals. Curtis is a hockey expert.
Yep.
Milbury talks about it. Razor.
You got to score goals, though.
Yeah, you do, but when you have the hot...
We need pucks on net,
pucks on net, but when you have the hot goalie, because scoring goals...
Wiggy, you had a hot goaltender last night who kept you in that game.
And you had a chance to win.
You had a chance to win in overtime.
Just need a little bit
of
puck luck.
Is that hot goaltender going to be able to keep you in two games?
Yes.
If you're...
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen Tim Thomas do it. And all you got to do is and Curtis talks about it all the time, being the hockey guy. All you need is a little bit of puck luck.
If you get puck luck and you're heavy with it, once you get it, bing, bang, boom, you're going to win.
That's it. And you have the hot goalie, which right. you do. Yeah. Then you're going to be in those games, even 1-1 in overtime, with chances. They had that. Was it? Who was it? Was it Frederick that was on the doorstep?
Yeah.
Right? And so you're going to have those opportunities. And, you know, you need a little bit of a puck luck, but
you just can't Shattenkirk yourself. Right. You need to be out there performing at your best.
Right.
And I would say Thursday night, the Bruins just need to match the Leafs' compete level. If they do that, we're on our way.
I mean, and the caller's right about the Red Sox. I mean, it's probably good for them. They're under the radar a little bit because of the other two. But Curtis brought it up this morning. There, you win this series. And you have the exact same record that the 2004 team did at this time?
If you win the next 2 days, you will have a 19-13 record, which would be through 32 games. Identical record as the 04 team.
And your rotation looks great. And, Greg, you brought this up.
Also, give some credit to, whoever. I guess Breslow gets
got to give
credit.
It to Bres.
Does he get the credit on Tyler O'Neill? Is that him?
I think so.
Yeah, and the pitching, right? Because they talked about.
Well, Brian Baio was there before. Tanner Houck was there.
The new whatever they implemented on pitching on the pitching staff, the analytical part of it. I'm just saying because they're the ones. He's been a big part of how they've changed what they're doing.
I'd like to welcome my new neighbor, Giolito, moved into the
echelon. Oh, wow!
Oh,
not bad.
Yeah.
Very nice. Another guy I can see in the elevator, and it will be uncomfortable.
Do they have a jock sniffer weekly at the building so that you can let you know?
Just happens to be who lives there. I don't know. I just
you're bragging about Giolito.
I see those people. I give them the old hello. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Well, head nod.
Nice. The weather's coming around. Am I right?
Yeah.
Have you seen that pool?
Fenway was buzzing the other night.
They don't show up to don't you guys have a lot of different events?
Yeah, we have a lot of events.
They don't show up to barbecue on the deck?
The eclipse party?
Yeah.
Not really.
The pools are open. I did see that.
Yes, the pools are open.
Open already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's still cold out there. Get you some
the
sun.
The cabanas, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, man.
Is Giolito tall?
Yes.
Oh, wow. He must be doing real well.
Very, very tall.
Doing really well.
One of the tallest men in Boston at 5'8".
Also, I need to clarify, my dad's 5'9", not 5'6".
Wow.
3 inches.
Did you hear from your dad?
I'm not going to say.
You made him really short.
It wasn't him who texted me, though.
Is it your mom's?
I'm not going to say.
She's like, Courtney, I like short men, too.
Also, your husband not very happy.
He's short.
Yeah.
He suggested on text that he took a ricochet shot this morning from you.
Well, no, it was just
said Santo's not that tall.
Yeah, he's not. Right.
Did she say he was 6'1"?
No.
Yeah.
I think she was. Remember, she said people lie about their height. She was doing it.
If Santo's 6'1", I'm Manute Bol.
We already know.
You want them Jaylen Browns. I'm 6'7", 6'8", dudes.
I don't need height. I don't need height.
But what did you mean when you said he's not that tall?
He's Santo's height is not what stands out about him.
Courtney is literally an NFL GM.
Right.
She's very heightist.
I'm not heightist. I've literally just, I've said so many nice things about short kings everywhere. And I've just touched...
It was after you disparaged them, though. That's the issue.
I love
it's after you made the comment saying that it was a bad thing.
I said, I actually, from jump, I said that most men in Boston are shorter than the average across the United States. And I immediately said, but they're still hot.
Right. You said they're still hot if they're rich.
Right. Nope. Didn't say that either. The rich comment.
Yes, he did.
The rich comment didn't come till Sophia was on. And that's just my experience. Right.
And I love nowadays, all you got to do is throw king on the end of it to make it sound positive. Right. Like, I love fat kings.
Right.
And I'm hearing from
it's a fat king summer.
Oh, no.
I love Shine. He's a dumb king.
Right. And nothing wrong with a good acne king.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Good old classic bald king.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know he's got back acne, but he's a back acne king. Throw that on. Courtney throws that on the oven.
No, I don't.
It's short unbelievable. King season. You're right. Makes anything sound good.
Right.
You guys are unbelievable.
Right.
It's a look like
you got stepped on with a golf spike summer.
Throw the king on it, and you feel like it's
can
do anything.
Got the king on that.
Oh, it's a bald headed king summer. All my bald headed guys out there, don't worry about it. You guys are kings.
They are. I always say bald is beautiful. Yeah.
Bring back that George Jefferson, King.
Oh my God.
Face hurts. Back knee King. A+ win.
But you notice how Courtney throws that on the end of everything.
It's the shovel right at the end. Let me dig myself out of this and throw King on it.
Go off, short kings.
See, there you go.
The average height for the American male is, anybody want to guess?
5'8.5".
No. Really?
Very close, Sean.
I was going to say 5'11".
5'9".
Wow.
Average height.
Jeez.
So,
above average, baby.
5'10", 5'11", 6 feet, then you are above average.
Courtney wants you like 6'9",
6'10". Nope, I don't.
I need a Porzingis in my
All right. Gresh and Foyer coming up. Is Gresh back?
I have no idea.
Or is he still out?
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, they're tall.
Yeah, that's a tall show.
Yeah. Gresh has been sick for days.
Yeah.
You probably got something on that plane ride back.
He's got the Austin Matthews super BGs.
I love Sophia not knowing a thing about that. She's like, okay.
What if she would have said it tonight on the broadcast tomorrow? I'm hearing he's got the BGs.
That would be great. Maybe they'll send her to Toronto.
Toronto would be like, hey, super BGs, hey?
Yeah. Billy Jaffe would have been like, not the BGs. Wait a minute, Austin Matthews, but he has the BGs?
He did look like he had it, though.
Let me check with Elliot Friedman of TSN.
The way his face looked, he looked like he had it. And we've all had that before. And
it's
worst.
But the BGs doesn't last for 3 days.
No.
Well,
I don't know if you know this, Greg, but I played professionally.
Yeah.
Like Curtis is a former professional athlete.
Yep.
That is one thing you cannot play through.
No.
Is the BGs.
If you're pooping your pants, you can't do anything.
You can't.
Jordan
like,
did.
He played through the flu. It's different.
The only the person.
Thing. No. The flu is
coming
like
out the other end.
Right.
You could be congested.
No, the flu can be both ends or either ends. Right. Come on.
Not normally, though. It's primarily not a back
Jordan,
end issue.
He got fed bad pizza.
Emergency top five most impressive feat with the bubble guts. Uta Pippig, number one. Or as she's referred to in my house, Uta Pooping.
All right. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I missed it over the weekend, Shime, but some texters suggesting that Noah Kahn bailed Wiggy and I out when it came to his first pitch at Fenway. Was it worse?
It was pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah, and he knew it immediately because he had a glove on and he immediately covered his face with the glove and crouched down. And
okay.
He even posted a TikTok about how embarrassing it was because then he walked off the field and people made fun of him. And
all right, little redemption.
There we go. We're climbing up the ladder.
I'm glad he made a TikTok after. That really helped.
Well, you just talked about how embarrassing it was.
That's how some communicate, Curtis, with the TikTok.
I thought it was done. Didn't we vote to say goodbye to TikTok?
No, TikTok ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, it's going nowhere.
Too much money.
Not over.
Oh, man. I mean, it does great work. I heard a podcast yesterday, speaking of podcasts.
Too many of them.
That said that there are people employed by the Chinese Communist Party that are, as would appear to you and me, as just normal Americans on social media, who are citing unrest and discord by saying things to get people mad.
Really?
Like thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
You mean like they're paying influencers? Like a business would pay an influencer?
Right, they're paying people to show themselves as a racist or as a crazy right winger or a crazy left winger, and they're doing it to sow discord and make our society even more frayed at the seams.
A lot of ways to make money on social media nowadays.
And one of them actually had your passport.
You get none of that on OnlyFans. That's why I like OnlyFans.
Oh. Did you hear the news about OnlyFans?
What?
Joe Burrow?
No.
He's dating an OnlyFans star.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, he was dating like this cute blonde for a bit.
I heard it on my drive-in this morning.
No, that was the other girl, the backup who was wearing the bodysuit.
Jake Browning's.
Yes. No, Joe Burrow jumping into OnlyFans. I mean, you know.
She probably makes
a lot of celebrities are doing it nowadays.
She probably makes more than he does.
Oh, yeah. A lot of celebrities are doing it just to, you know, like I saw Karrueche Tran, who used to date Chris Brown and used to date Victor Cruz. She's doing it just to put feet pictures up.
Mm.
He actually, chime earmuffs, Joe Burrow broke up with Olivia.
Mm.
And now he's allegedly hooking up with an OnlyFans model. Huh?
And they're saying that OnlyFans model has been hanging out with Burrow and Nick Bosa.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Really?
She know Nick Bosa's very, very right wing. So she might want to I just want to make sure she knows where
I hate to break it to you, Wiggs. My guess is Joe Burrow is not a carry guy.
I feel like Joe Button is Joe Burrow is, I feel like he's a little bit left wing.
Okay. I have no idea. I'm just judging by a book by its cover.
That's what I'm doing.
This is Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve?
Hey, good morning. Courtney, this is for you.
Yes.
I looked it up. So in Massachusetts, the average height of the male is 5 feet, 6.8 inches.
Mm, wow.
And the highest states, there's five of them tied at 5.79 inches. So just about an inch under the five highest states.
Yeah, so she's right.
Across the United States, no. Yeah, but she's right and wrong because the average height in the United States is 5'6.3 inches. So we're a half an inch higher than the average in the United States.
Okay.
So we're not too bad.
Huh? Yeah.
So no one's even 5'8 in the whole United States, which is hard to believe the average.
Wow.
Yep. You learn, I'll say this, you learn a lot about people.
Yeah.
We've been working with Courtney for 3 years.
Yes.
And I had no idea that she was a height supremacist.
Yes.
I am not.
America tall again.
Damn, I had no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
All right. Show's over.
Sad.
Go Celtics.
Go Seas.
Gresh and whomever next.
Yes. The Tall Show.
Foyer and whomever next. Is Gresh here or not? I haven't seen
Well, if Hart's here, it's not the Tall Show.
Ooh. Okay, yeah.
He's short. All
right. Oh, jeez.
They're next. We're back
Courtney
tomorrow.
Courtney hates Andy Hart.
No, I don't.
We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.